Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. It's a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like coronavirus, but we rarely have a second peak.
We're lucky if we get a first, this, right?
Half a peak. My name is Bibi Lynch.
I'm Miranda Kane.
And this week, well, Miri, only one of us bothered to turn up. You missed.
Oh my God. I had such trauma.
Where were you, drunk?
I wish. Very nearly. I was desperately trying to get the Whittington Hospital to take 24 hours of my urine sample. So that's, I mean, you know, it was one.
Are you taking the piss?
Oh, I'm so sorry I missed the interview, but we have all passed a lot of water since then.
We have. It's under many bridges. We talked to Kai Hoyle from Shush. Remember Shush? Brilliant. Yeah. Shush. Of course you remember them. And she was talking about an event called the Vaginismus Awareness Day event, which they're running with the Vaginismus Network. Do you know what vaginismus is?
Is it...
Do you Don't know what? Mime it.
I'm just going to let Kai explain, shall we?
Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. Fabulous Kai Hoyle from the equally fabulous Shush, pleasure pioneers since 1992. Kai, how are you?
Oh, God, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. How have you and Shush been doing? Has Rona kind of messed everything up?
Miss Rona. Yeah, no, she's quite a beast, isn't she, Miss Rona? God, yeah, no, it's been quite... You know what? You don't adapt, you don't survive, isn't it, really? Yeah. So we've got some, yeah, it's been tough because they suddenly just was like that, right, the shop closed, you know, that's it. And of course we're a really touchy-feely shop, so yeah. You know, opening again is for us just not the right time to do that, because, you know, what we're going to do, so you can't touch, that's the whole kind of thing of coming to Shush, is that you can touch the toys and feel them and feel the lubes and try things on, not out, yeah, try things, yeah, on. So, you know, so but God, we've got some really exciting things in the pipeline, really exciting. So I'm not going to tell you about them, I'm just going to dangle and tease.
Before you don't tell me about the good stuff, and before I ask you about the event we're going to talk about today, do you have any date in mind when you might open up?
We haven't got a firm date, no, but we are planning something quite exciting for this year. Let's put it this way. Let's do that. We've got two really exciting kind of things that we're adapting. We're adapting Shush too.
So, oh, God, okay. I know, and you really can't give me any clue at all.
No, I can't. You'll just have to invite me back on.
You're invited already. I do think it's so impressive how people have adapted. It is. I think it's been quite obviously not the case of Shush, but how people have adapted and will maintain their new kind of working practices and stuff. Yeah. It's been super interesting. So listen,
really,
we are here to talk about a word I can't pronounce, but I'm going to give it my best shot. We are here to talk about Vaginismus Awareness Day, and it's an event with the Vaginismus Network at Shush.
Yeah.
What is vaginismus?
Vaginismus is, it affects an awful lot more women than anybody kind of is really giving credence to. Do you know what I mean? It's basically a psychosexual issue where the muscles in the vagina go into spasm and therefore penetration of anything, and not just in terms of penetrative sex, but tampons and getting smears and stuff like that is really difficult or impossible and very painful. And it affects...
Really upsetting.
Really upsetting and very, very lonesome kind of condition, because nobody's talking about it. So we set up Vaginismus Awareness Day back in 2015, because we were advising so many women around this, and each one just felt like it was only happening to them. And we really wanted to open up the conversation to make sure that these women knew that they weren't alone, and actually a lot of women were going through it silently, and to try and make connections, you know, because, you know, one of the biggest things is if you know you're not alone in something, you can then, you know, get help or at least understand what your body is doing to you. You know, at the minute, you know, if you're just alone in a bubble, basically, you know, then you really just feel very, you know, at odds and messed up by this.
Knowing you're not alone in anything is so powerful, isn't it?
Huge. It's absolutely huge. And it's one of the, you know, one of Shushi's reasons for being is to really open up these conversations, you know, and to make sure that all aspects of sexuality are talked about, not just, you know, the orgasming all night lark, you know, that we actually talk about, you know, real women's experiences, and some of those are really difficult, you know. And it's up to us to, you know, create an environment where it's safe to talk.
Well, this is why Shush are the pleasure pioneers since 1992, and absolutely, well, just brilliant. I've always loved Shush, you know that. Can I ask, what are some of the reasons that cause vaginismus then? What are the, so it's psychological?
It can often have psychological roots, and it can often be around abuse or sexual violence, but it can also be around sort of shame, you know, like deeply ingrained shame, whether or not that's societal or religious or, you know, all sorts of reasons that just get into your brain and make you kind of shut your body off to, you know, and then your body just shuts off from, you know, this unsafe experience of penetration. So it's all sorts of different reasons, but it can often have roots around those things.
And can it be addressed?
Most definitely. It really needs to be addressed with therapy, first of all. You know, we definitely don't advise self-diagnosis, because that, you know, it's a talking kind of therapy that you need to be able to kind of really drill down and find out why your body's doing this. So you definitely need to try and get some help, and that will allow you also to make sure that you're not alone. You're not the only person in the world who has this. And then you go into a physical kind of thing of dilating, which is basically getting your vagina used to increasingly larger. If you want to, you know, you can just start where you want and kind of almost finish where you want, as long as you're okay with that. You know, it's a really wrong kind of thing that, you know, you have to kind of, right, this is something I have to get through, you know, because pain, you know, vaginal pain is physically painful, you know. And it's the reason we created our vaginal dilators, because the ones that the National Health Service were providing, we just had so many women going, "Oh, I got told to get them," and they're just awful. You know, they're really kind of plastic and hard and really kind of unforgiving. So we created our own set, because we have a studio and we make other things in silicone. So we created our set, which literally start from a tiny, about the size of a pencil, you know, and graduating upwards. And the biggest thing that we thought was missing was vibration. You know, because it's not only is it pleasurable, you know, this is a sexual kind of thing that you're doing, you know, your body, this area is a sexual area, and vibration will, you know, help arouse and make it a much more pleasurable experience. But it will also, vibration also relaxes tense muscles. Yeah. So it's, you know, we just thought, oh, that's just, you know, that's why isn't anybody doing that? So we created our own, and we did, you know, we did that for our first or second kind of celebration of Vaginismus Awareness Day. And this year we're they're met, they're hand poured in silicone in our studio. So we are aware that, you know, these are not mass produced things in the Far East, and consequently might be expensive for women of limited income or students to purchase. So this year we have a pay it forward scheme, so women can donate to other women in order to get the set. But this year we're asking for women who have experienced vaginal pain and vaginismus to write their own story.
I loved this side of what you're doing.
Well, it's really important to kind of share that all the different experiences, because they'll resonate with other women. And we've just published our first story, and it's on our website, vaginismusawareness.com. And it's so touching and heartbreaking, actually, but also really uplifting, because she's dealing with it and she's owning it, and she's, you know, getting a sense of self where her sense of self had been completely wiped out by in her case child abuse to start with, and then a very unsympathetic mother, I'm afraid it sounds like. So, you know, it happens in all sorts of, you know, all the stories are different, and what we want to do is try and really open up and share all these different experiences so that it resonates with other women.
It's really, you know, when you say about, abuse and trauma and you know, all that, those horrors, you can see those unfortunately are kind of timeless, but, you know, shame around sex as a reason for vaginismus is extraordinary, isn't it, like in 2020?
Well, it is, but you know, there's a lot of cultural sort of pressures on women, you know, from all sorts of, maybe if you come from, I don't know, a non-religious background, you know, and have been brought up in the metropolis, then, you know, maybe not, but that, you know, that's not a lot of women's experience. So under pressure to get married and to have kids, you know, is quite, whether or not it's really direct or subtle, you know, that often happens really quite subtly in all our cultures. And if you're battling this thing where you can't have penetrative sex, you know, and it's this silenced thing, then it needs to be addressed so that you can feel, it's all about self-esteem. It's not about being able to get something up there. It's not about that, but it's about real self-esteem and self-worth. That's the thing that is the most important thing to address in with vaginismus and painful sex.
Do some people feel it like maybe after childbirth? Is that one of the traumas?
I believe so. I believe it's kind of any kind of trauma around, you know, because it's such a, you know, even though vaginas are tough, it's one of those things, you know, when people say grow some balls, really it should be grow a vagina, because they're a lot tougher. It's also, you know, it's hidden, you know, in a way that it's not for male-bodied people, you know, that it's all, you know. So even though it's quite tough, it's a very kind of hidden area. We don't kind of share the same sort of knowledge about other women's bits. The only kind of way we can, what's the word, you know, that we... The only kind of references a lot of us have is just porn films. So that's, you know, that's not telling us what real sex and real bodies is about. So, yeah, I think it's basically any kind of trauma, that physical trauma and also kind of mental trauma to do with shame.
This is so, I mean, now we know why you're doing the event, you know, of course, because it just sounds brilliant. What actually happens during the event? So it's a day...
It's a Zoom. It's basically it's a Zoom with Lisa from the Vag Network and Sarah Berry, who's a sex therapist who specializes in vaginismus. And it's we decided to charge £3 because that all those that whole, the £3 will be donated to the Pay It Forward scheme. So we'll be kind of awarding dilating kits to women of limited income. But we do insist that they've started therapy, because that's really important. And essentially, it will be Lisa will be sharing experiences and her knowledge about going through the whole vaginismus journey. Sarah will be doing the, you know, I think she will also be doing a vaginismus story, but very much more from the therapy side. And Evie, our fabulous sex educator, will be talking about how Shush has been, you know, helping women and telling of stories, really, because it is about the telling of stories is the way to open up the conversation. We did one on Instagram. We did a live one on Instagram very early on in lockdown. And it was, you know, it's these things that really make us, you know, strong when, you know, Corona's, you know, battling us, because it shows us that if we open up an area, whether or not it's online or in a physical shop, women do come together to talk and to support each other. And that is literally the first step in the journey.
And I really love that you say that you want women to have to be embarking upon therapy first, because that's not your role, is it? And you wouldn't even dream of taking on that role. You know, you're aware of it, and you know that, but you know, I love that you're not putting yourself up as gurus that can fix everything.
No, we're not gurus, but we do know that a lot of the time we've had it, you know, many occasions, both in the shop and on the phone and on our chat box and, you know, all sorts of ways that often we are one of the first steps to actually talking about issues around sex. And I think that that's because, you know, because we talk comfortably about sex, where a lot of health professionals and, you know, especially GPs, you know, get all awkward and don't feel comfortable talking about it. So we would never say we can't talk about this because, you know, we're not therapists, but we never go into the therapy arena, but we will talk enough in order to empower that woman to go and get
to do more.
So it's a very careful balance between just keeping on with the conversation, and the more comfortable we are talking about sex, which we are, you know, been doing it for 28 years, that then empowers the woman to go and, you know, get more help and to actually address issues.
How much is the dilator kit?
Dilator, it's 62 now. So, you know, it is quite dear, because we've just updated the bullet that slots into the base of each of the dilators. And that's now a rechargeable bullet and has 10 different vibrating settings and everything. So that's kind of put up the price a little. But we already have quite a lot of, you know, have a few to give away already. And if we can fill our Zoom, we will have quite a few more.
Yeah, so I think it's great. You know, so you were saying already you've got the first blog. So it's to kind of raise awareness of the impact of vaginismus. You're gathering all these real life stories and you're publishing them on vaginismusawareness.com. Can people submit blogs now? Can they? Because the event's on September 15th, but can they start to submit stuff now?
Yes, please do. Yes, submit them to Renee, our gorgeous Renee. So it's R-E-N-E-E at Shush Women's Store, sh-womensstore.com. And if you haven't written that down quick enough, just pop onto the chat box and Renee's on there now. Just send them to her if you want to kind of talk about it, or we're always up for, you know, if you don't, I don't know, if you have any hesitancy or anything, then just.
And you can do it anonymously, I guess, can't you?
Of course you can. Yes, yeah. Of course. Everything can be published however you want it to be.
Before the day, Shush is leading a social media campaign to raise awareness, understanding and connections, and the, you know, the vital, vital connections. What will we see there? How will that campaign work? Is it literally just.
It'll be around daily posts that are to do with making people feel that, you know, that they're not alone. So talking about the actual figures that we know, of course, it's something that isn't really, there hasn't been a lot of kind of questions asked about how much this affects, how many women it affects. And then you know, things around what the causes can be, what the effects of it can be, because, you know, it isn't, like I say, just a sexual repercussions. You know, it has really real repercussions around kind of health and getting a smear test, and if you can't go and get one of those, you know. So it's about, yeah, it's about that, and then about sort of tips, you know, an empowering kind of you know, posts about feeling, you know, okay about it, that you're not alone. It's going to be about, it's basically around that, because that's what we know. You know, we've had experiences in the shop when we've talked to, where a woman is literally, it really is a coming out thing, and yeah, they've come out about having vaginismus, and then, you know, she's in tears, we're all hugging each other, because it's a massively kind of powerful emotional thing for a woman to actually, you know, say it out loud, what she's holding inside and has been doing for years. So it can be very emotional, but it's also, again, we've had women come back after those, you know, that first coming out, and just again hugging us, you know,
because, yeah,
that really just makes us feel it's what we want to do. You know, we don't, with COVID and the shutting of the shop temporarily, you know, we don't want to be a faceless internet outfit. You know, that's never what we'll want to be. So it's making these connections that online that's really kind of driving us as well. So
what were the figures? I know they're not going to be conclusive, but what do you think they are?
I mean, one of the figures is two in a thousand. Don't think we think it's more than that. You know, is it one in four women are, you know, survivors of sexual violence? So
yeah,
the figures don't really add up.
2 in 1,000 is ridiculous. It's not that. Yeah.
No, I don't think it is that either. But that's what that shows, is how little women's sexual health really and sexuality is valued, you know.
Yeah,
they don't even bother. But I mean, I'm sorry, but if it was a bloke who had a painful penis, there'd be an awful lot more surveys done and an awful lot more help, I think. So, you know,
there'd be little plasters going, oh, kiss it better, for instance, which might just be my new marketing plan. That might be my fortune, penis plasters. Yes,
what a good idea.
Come on, Kai, don't steal it, Kai, because that'll annoy me.
Don't worry, I'll leave that one to you.
I love you, Lotta Shush. Honestly, I think you're groundbreaking. I think you've always been brilliant. And like you say, you don't want to be a faceless online kind of group. That's not the point of you. It's always been about, you know, the human interaction, and you can still do that with you know, the gift that is Zoom right now. Good luck with it. Honestly, I think it sounds fantastic. Let me just give some details. So Vaginismus Awareness Day event with the Vaginismus Network is on September 15th at 6:30 p.m. It's via Zoom, and tickets are only £3. Follow at Shush Women's Store for more info, and look out for the hashtag Vaginismus Awareness Day. I'm wishing you so much luck for this. Well, you don't need it. It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. But thank you for having me on to tell the world about it, because, you know,
you're totally welcome. Spread
the word.
And will I see you soon?
I hope so. proper in face over a drink, you know, with a drink in our hand.
That'd be bloody lovely. Take care and have a great event.
You too. All right, honey.
Yeah, Miranda, so what an interesting conversation. Shame you were, you know, high on crack cocaine. Somewhere in here.
On sex and drugs and sausage rolls. It was so... Sorry, I know.
Oh, hungers. But yeah, brilliant event. Mm. And let me just remind everyone, it's September 15th, 6:30 via Zoom. £3. And follow... at Shush Women's Store for more info. Look out for the hashtag Vaginismus Awareness Day. I've been Bibi Lynch.
I'm Miranda Kane.
Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Juliet Nichols for metro.co.uk.
If you want to get in touch with us, then please, if you just want to touch us, then that would also be great. You can contact us at sexpod.co.uk. If you want to even come on the show, that'll be great.
Yeah, info@sexpod.co.uk. We're a Good Sex, Bad Sex with 1,000,003 X's on Twitter. And I think we're on Insta at Good Sex, Bad Sex.
Yeah.
I'll see you next week. God knows if Miranda will turn up. That's all I'm saying. She might be at church. Confession.
They don't pay me enough.